Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Tommy Watson, and welcome to the Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity to want to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the programs and products page. Click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. Are you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me have the one and only Jamie E. Wright. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
Jamie
it.
Jamie is up early in LA, or where you at?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles. Here Los Angeles. I am.
She's up early. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Awesome. So Jamie, for the folks out there who may not necessarily know you or are familiar with your work, give us a little brief introduction of who you are and what you're doing.
You know, I'm a lawyer by trade, a politician by interest, and a mom by design. So I had started my practice about 5 years ago and went back and forth between my practice and the big law, because you want to, you know, have a comfort zone. And I finally got serious about my practice about 2 years ago, and it has just taken off. I mostly practice in the area of employment law, but I also have a pro bono practice where I help homeowners who have been subject to dishonest and unethical practices by bank lenders. And so I work with them for free. And it has just been a blessing what it has taught me. On the political side, I do a lot of commentary on, you know, shows about politics. I was a delegate to the Democratic Convention when I was 12.
Okay. Wow.
So I've been involved, yeah, a long time. And I've volunteered on campaigns. I've sat on boards. I was a member of the medical board for 6 years, thanks to former Governor Jerry Brown. I currently sit on a commission in Southern California, and I always am giving back. And then I sit on the board of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which is Dr. King's flagship entity that was created out of the Montgomery bus boycott.
Yes. SCLC.
SCLC, yeah. Northern California. Absolutely. Yeah, and then I'm a member of the Lynx. I'm part of the Inglewood Pacific chapter. And then I'm mom to a bustling 18-month-old toddler who's running around, you know, saying words, wow. You know, trying to figure out how to get on his tippy toes to grab things.
Right.
Yeah.
So folks out there, if you think you're busy, listen to Jamie Wright's story. She is one busy person, but we thank you for all your service and everything else you're doing.
Thank you.
Out there. And you know what? She just mentioned she's going to write a book as well.
So I am. Thank you for your motivation. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned for that, though. So, Jamie, as you know, our podcast really centers on bringing amazing people like you on and having you kind of talk through some of the most challenging times to help our audience kind of get a blueprint to endure any challenges that they may be facing as well. So
yeah.
I'm gonna start with my first question to you is, what's been the biggest obstacle or challenge you've had to face personally or professionally?
Yeah, so I think I'll do it as a kid / teen and then do one as an adult. So as a kid and a teen, because it's different, right? When you're in those different phases of life. You know, my father is a disabled veteran. And he suffered from PTSD, and we didn't know that. You know, they weren't diagnosing it as aggressively as they were now. So he had challenges, and he was home with us all day. He had challenges with his processing. He had challenges with how he did things. And he's a pastor, but, you know, sometimes his logic didn't always flow together. Sure. So there were challenges in that we didn't have a lot of material things growing up. And when you're around kids in your private school that have a lot of material things, you sometimes feel very insecure.
Absolutely.
So that would be the first thing. Then now as an adult, a person who's very close to me has taken ill, and they haven't always been the best person in terms of their interaction with me. In fact, they've treated me quite poorly. Now, in the aftermath of them treating me quite poorly, they've taken ill, and I've had to use grace and empathy to really work through myself to nurse them back to health. And it looks like it's going to be a long-term nursing back to health, at least for the next 30 days. So I'm in the middle of this now. And so I've had to balance mom, you know, my other parts of my life and work, and also pray through, you know, my own reflection on how they treated me to really be present and be kind.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jamie, I appreciate you being transparent and honest about your story and your father. I mean, it sounds like an amazing guy. We don't consider a lot of the things that our veterans have to face when they come home as well.
Yeah. But, you know, he was exposed to Agent Orange.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, that's so unfortunate as well. You know, and you mentioned a piece about the relationships. You know, we all have relationships with people out there, and I'm kind of battling with my own internal demons right now with the relationship of a cousin who I've felt that I've given a lot to and hasn't shown me any ounce of appreciation or even any love or anything in return.
Right.
So that can be difficult sometimes. So talk to us about some of the feelings that one endures when you're in those situations where you feel like you're being mistreated or taken for granted, if that's the right words.
It is. It is. It's complicated. And, you know, in talking to the bishop of my church, because I try to keep my family out of it because they obviously have their own opinions.
Sure.
You know, what he said to me was, the grace you're giving is, while it may seem like it's for the other person, it's really for you.
Yeah.
Because in doing the right thing, right does follow. And what I do know is that in me pushing through my own, you know, anger, reflection on things that have happened, it has made me feel a level of levity and made me feel better about my day to day. And what I know is that every time I extend grace, there's a level of anxiety and anger that kind of just melts off me.
Sure.
So it's been cathartic in a sense, but it is complicated and it's hard to work through those feelings. I started journaling. I think that's important to get your feelings out some way, other than talking to somebody. I'm an advocate. Look, prayer and therapy are a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes Black folks don't want to do it, but there's a lot of, you know, opportunities for you to go on Zoom somewhere and talk to someone for 30 minutes. I think it's important. Also joining groups that can be minister to you in the way that you need it. You know, I've gone to my Bible quite a bit just because it's necessary. And because I've gotten so busy, I didn't do it as much.
Absolutely. And again, I can't thank you enough for sharing that with us. You know, you mentioned a number of coping strategies that seem to be pretty effective for either writing, talking to your bishop as well. Were there other things that you have done as well to kind of help, you know, cope with some of these?
Exercise. You know, really praying. Prayer does wonders. You know, my little boy is, because he needs me, because he's a toddler, I have to be present for him. So that forces me to shift. And then also my work is something that I, you know, I really try to dive into and be excellent in. But it's hard. You know, there's times when I'm, you know, up at night and I start, you know, my mind starts to wander, because the mind does, you know. But those are the things I use for the most part.
Yeah. And I think those are going to be very helpful for a lot of our listening audience out there as well, especially the writing piece as well.
Oh, the writing is key.
Yes. So you mentioned your bishop. Were there other mentors or any other advice that you've received and as you be kind of going through this process that's been very helpful for you?
My family is incredible. They give me advice that not only is centered on me, but also that's just broad advice that's good. It's important to surround yourself with like-minded people. And what I mean is that you're not all going to be the same, but people who can motivate you. You know, if you don't have friends who can motivate you and or make a phone call for you, you need some new friends if you're trying to advance in this life. And so my friends, you know, I'm not friends with everybody, but the core that I have, you know, I know that they're going to give me good advice and it's going to be sage, sound advice.
Absolutely.
So the friends that I have, and I joined online forums, I've read books, you know, I love Stormy R. Martin. I love her books. I love Joyce Meyer. I've been reading a lot of Joyce Meyer. I've been listening to a lot of T.D. Jakes' pre-recorded sermons from months ago that I feel like are just spot on to what I'm going through at the moment.
My guy, that's my turn to guy as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, he got some good stuff out there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, so, you know, we think about those relationships and when things get tough like that, What's kept you from not walking away? What's kept you on your darkest day? What kept you motivated to say, hey, I'm going to stick and stay and work this thing out with this relationship?
Well, I can't, staying is a, like, is relative. But in terms of being present to be supportive, it's the God in me. I can't give it to anything other than him and believing, you know, I always tell people, I believe what my Bible says. I don't always, I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes people like to attack you. Well, you're supposed to be a so-called Christian. Hold on. It didn't say I was going to be perfect every single day. It didn't say that I was never going to fall short, but I will acknowledge when I'm falling short. And what has kept me with the levity is operating from a place of grace and the Holy Spirit. And that's it. That's really the end of it. I can't point to anything else other than what replays in my mind is, you know, doing to others, because there may come a time where I haven't been so great and I'm going to need somebody to extend me some grace. And so that's why.
I love it. And very, very well said. You know, yeah. So as you look back on this ordeal, you know, with this relationship that's kind of been strained sometimes, how would you say that this whole process kind of shaped you as a person?
It's been a harsh reminder to me about taking care of my physical being better, being mindful of that, being mindful of, you know, what mental stress can do to the body as well. Being mindful of how I treat other people and how that reflects Christ in me.
Yeah.
The love of God and the grace on my life to be standing upright well and not suffering is kind of where I've been at in terms of how it shaped me. And just being clear that when God says, I'll fight your battles, he really means that. Because sometimes it seems like it's a long time, but in this instance, this happened fairly quickly. So God really is an equalizer.
Absolutely. And that grace that you mentioned, you talk about it. I mean, that is so huge, because we got to remember that even though we're pointing our finger at someone else, we all kind of fall short as well sometimes, right?
Just in different ways. And you know, God doesn't divide up things. You know, he looks at sin as, it's kind of the same. Yeah. Big sin, you know, we say big sin, little sin, you know, that's not how he views things. But grace is really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So and I had 70 times seven, that's a lot of times, you know.
Absolutely. And some of us, we might need more grace than that sometimes as well.
Yeah.
So as you look back on this experience, would you do anything differently?
No, I have really come out of myself to be gracious. I have really come out of myself to be gracious every day, early morning, late night.
Yeah.
No,
That is so important, because I ask a lot of our listeners out there. I mean, a lot of our guests on the show, would they do anything differently? And most of the time they say no, you know, because it's been a learning process, and in the learning process, I have grown as a person.
Absolutely.
Learned some things about me that I probably wouldn't have learned if I wasn't in the situation. So
absolutely.
It may have been the same for you as well.
I'm thankful for the lesson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thankful.
So Jamie, as we look back on 2020, we have some folks out there probably listening to us who have, they've lost loved ones. They've lost finances. They've lost jobs. They lost possessions. They've lost hope in some situations. What words of encouragement would you provide those folks with to let them know that a brighter day is going to come?
You know, for believers and even for those who aren't believers, I think Job is a great example. I think the story of Job provides some amazing insight. Job lost everything and he had boils on his body. His wife was like, you need to curse God and die. His friends were like, what did you do? You lost your kids, you lost your oxen, you lost your house. I mean, and he just, it was incredible what he said. And I oftentimes think about this. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And, you know, whether you think it's, you know, some people don't like the idea of God slaying them. And I respect that. They just, it's from a deeper place. So let me pull it back. Though you may be suffering, trust that there's a process and an end goal for you that is going to lead you out of your Babylon, your Jerusalem, away from your enemy. And you have enough that's built within you to kind of work through the trials and tribulations of your life and your challenges. And tapping into that inner source is important. And that's what I would tell people, because the reality is you focusing on all the negative that you're going through is not going to change the fact that it's happened.
Right.
So you are not going to do anything other than cause yourself more stress. So find a forward focus and a target on what you want to achieve next. It's about shifting your focus, because shifting your focus is everything when you're going through something. And so that's what I always tell people. Like, Job is a great example. And if you're not feeling going to the scripture, then think about the internal stuff that you have that you were made for, and focus on how you can take that and then push forward.
That's right. Great advice, Jamie. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Jamie, folks out there want to get a hold of you. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I'm easy to find. I always tell people that. JamieWrightESQ.com. So JamieWrightESQ.com. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. You can call me 866-731-7505. I'm really easy to find.
Made it very easy for you.
Yeah.
Folks out there, hopefully you inspired after hearing, you know, Jamie's story, man, because we all go through relationship strains with friends, family members, loved ones, and we need to know how to get beyond those things as well. So I appreciate you being transparent and honest with us and sharing that as well. So Jamie, you know, we've had a chance to talk about some tough stuff. Are you ready to have a little fun now?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. So this portion of our show is called Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. All right. So I'm going to ask you a number of questions about purpose. I'm not going to elaborate on the questions.
Okay.
But simply have you give me and the audience your best answer.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. All right. So Jamie, tell us how you have turned a dream into reality.
Oh, focused.
Hmm.
I've used my focus, my diligence. Every time something was, I was told, no, I can't. I said, I can't right now, but I will in the future.
Right. I love it.
That's it.
What gives your life meaning?
Oh, my son. My son. He is a joy. He is a blessing that I couldn't even, I don't even know how I got so fortunate.
Wow. What's his name?
His name is Brian.
Brian's going to be listening to this podcast in the future. He's going to be very excited about those words, Mom.
Yeah, he's going to be president of the United States at the rate he's going.
That's what I'm
talking about. Go for it, son. I'm retiring.
I love it. I love it. What one word best describes you?
Diligent.
What problem do you want to solve in our world?
The homeless will always be amongst us, but if I could solve the homeless problem, I would. I would.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Play chess.
Chess. Well, okay, that's good. Good.
Yeah.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
Oh, if I could, I would be somewhere in like Sudan or Egypt or Iran, like digging at rocks, carbon dating history. That's what I wish I had more time of. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Love it. Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
What does your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
I'd be a lawyer.
A lawyer. Okay.
Oh, no. I wanted to be a forensic scientist.
Really?
I come to think about it. Yeah. Forensic scientist. Yeah.
Wow. So that's your next step in life, right?
Oh, med school.
All the other stuff. Yeah. Who inspires you the most, Jamie?
My father.
Okay. Awesome.
My father does. Yeah.
What's something about yourself that we might be surprised to learn about you?
I have lots of guilty pleasures. You know, I'm waiting for Who Killed Sarah to come back on Netflix. It's supposed to come back on tomorrow. but all seriousness, I spend hours on Instagram looking at makeup pages because I just love it's the creativity, because what I do for a living is kind of mundane. I look for any opportunity to be creative.
It's awesome. My daughter loves the same thing. She would love to talk about that all day long. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
Oh, Egypt.
Egypt. Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
My grandmother prayed me through and fought through.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Good.
Yeah.
What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
Talking to God.
That's good.
Talking to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
I want to read your mind.
But to read the mind. So you want to be God, little God, right? Read
that's
the mind.
Scary. That's scary. Right. If I would watch it, but if I could read minds, I would.
Little God. We say little
God. Little God. Little Jean Grey, you know, little Jean
Grey. There you go. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
What do you love to learn about?
History, anything historical. Yeah.
What sparks your creativity?
Art, any kind of art, colors. That sparks my creativity. The makeup, that's why I look at so much of it, because it's art.
I love it.
Yes.
If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Giving some reparations to Ados people in America. so it couldn't be law, it would have to be an executive order. So
that's yeah. that's that legal talk there.
You yeah, see that? Be an executive.
There you go. There yeah. you go. I love it. I'm sure a lot of people will be amen you out there as well. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
That's a great one. They have to be living or in the past?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. So let me focus on, you know.
Whoever, whoever it is. Whoever.
Yeah, living.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so deceased, it would be Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
I would like to see what that was like.
Okay.
You the person who emancipates the slaves to keep the union together. That's heavy. So that's that deceased living. Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. And yeah. She's listening out there, Michelle.
I love you.
Yeah, reach out to us. That's right.
You're a lawyer.
Reach out to us. What do you love to do for others, Jamie?
Whatever they need that I can provide, whether it be prayer, you know, cook you a meal, you know, show you how to advance in your career, read your resume, anything I can to support.
Heart forgiving. I love it.
I do.
What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
The gift of Christ for my family.
Yes.
It keeps me centered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's been the best compliment you've ever received?
Brilliant. That you're brilliant. This is brilliant. I like that.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to make you feel good, right?
Yes.
What's one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Speak my mind.
Okay, good. She's a lawyer. That's right. There you go.
Some lawyers are, though.
Yeah. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
Spelling bee, third grade spelling bee. Yeah, I won. I think it was a statewide spelling bee.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the champ. I'm talking about the champ is here, right?
Yeah,
it's really here. Yeah. In California, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. What does success look like for you, Jamie?
Having the flexibility and the time to spend with my son, knowing that his college is taken care of, his law school or medical school is taken care of, and he has a down payment on the home.
There you go.
Creating legacy. That's success.
Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who know you best, what would they say your purpose is in life?
That's good. That's a good one. They definitely think I have a career in politics. they definitely see my practice, you know, as it's going on an upward trajectory, really taking off and kicking off and, you know, in a major way, especially on the civil rights, you know, advocate front. Politics, they probably point to politics, honestly.
I love it.
Yeah.
What are you most grateful for, Jamie?
Oh, my right mind. Mm-hmm. My right mind. I'm thankful. Yeah.
What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
Listening to my first instinct about some people, places, and things.
Okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Very useful for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Jamie, how do you want to be remembered in history?
As being a beacon of hope and light. That's how I want to be remembered.
Love it. Jamie, you survived. Give yourself a round of applause. Woo! Awesome job.
Thank you. Those are great questions. I'm going to have to think about some of them like when we get off here.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job responding. I think your response is going to be a blessing to a lot of folks out there listening as well. Very genuine and very came from the heart as well. So I really appreciate that as well. Mm-hmm. So Jamie, you survived. You did a great job with it as well. Again, Jamie, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to follow you or connect with you?
easy. Instagram, Jamie Wright Esquire, Jamie E. Wright. Twitter, same thing. They can go to my website, jamiewrightesq.com. Find me, check me out, say what's up, easy.
She's doing big things out there, folks. Make sure you contact her and make sure you stay in the loop, because her new book is going to be coming out here. I'm going to keep pressing that. Her new book is going to be coming out here one day soon here.
I'm going to get to that.
I appreciate you big time, Jamie. Hey, so, Jamie, as we're going to wrap things up here, the focal point of our podcast focuses on two things, resiliency and purpose. What last words can you leave our audience with around resiliency and purpose?
In order to get to your purpose, you have to be resilient.
Yes.
That's it. Can't give up.
Plain and simple. Those are the words from a lawyer right there. She knows what she's talking about. You see that? Don't mix it at all, though. So I really appreciate that, Jamie. And you've been a blessing to us big time out there. And folks out there, if you are someone who has an amazing story of overcoming, I want to hear from you. Please go to our website, tawatson.com. Share your story with us. Subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, rate it, share it with your folks on social media. Again, Jamie E. Wright, because we've already had a Jamie Wright on our show. Yeah. Jamie E. Wright, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Right.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Everyone else out there, God bless. Peace and deuces, everyone.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.